Do you have a product or business that you want to advertise on the Real Ass Podcast or other Gas Digital podcasts? Well, right now, go to theadside.com and click on the advertisers button for more information.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
I survived my surgery.
A lot of people are wishing for a quick death of the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. Just fucking pick my body up off that surgical table. Big fucking flabby piece of shit. Cold meat. Done. Throw me in the fucking trash. Didn't happen, bitches. I'm alive. I survived. And I'm walking around. Against doctor's orders.
Surprisingly mobile.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, look, it hurts a little bit today, but I think that's just because they put knives and shit into my leg and we're digging around, so I think I'm feeling the pain from that. I'm on...
Oh, the surgery. Yeah, that's probably it.
Two Percocets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up, nigga.
I'm fucking partying, baby. I'm feeling nice, all right? Drank a little bit of wine with those perks last night. They say not to do that. The fuck, nobody's gonna fucking tell me what to do. I got it. Okay, I'm feeling very nice right now. We have an incredible show planned today. As always, I'm with the international superstar Zach D'Amico.
Good to see you, buddy. I'm happy kid? For you.
Thanks, man. I'm hoping that I get back out there. I dropped my son off at jiu-jitsu last night. It was very jealous of everybody in there. So getting to touch kids.
You were jealous?
jealous.
I didn't get that.
Two incredible guests, ladies and gentlemen, from the Shift Podcast. The great Katie Boyle's back on the show. No, I like it that loud. You were too low, Natalie. It wasn't making any impact. I need impact with my sound effects, okay? It's like an exclamation point. Imagine you draw an exclamation point with like faded ink. That's what you were doing to me, okay? Also,
Lewis doesn't know he's at home in a lazy boy right now. He thinks he drove here on the podcast.
We're all just figments of his imagination.
I'm on another planet right now, doggy.
He's hitting the remote control going, bah, 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 bah.
Drinking cough syrup out the bottle.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know I'm going to love him from the Boys Cast. Danny Polishuk is here as well.
That's what's up, nigga.
Twice. Yeah. Twice in the first 5 minutes of this episode. I want to make sure that we have no children listening to this.
No.
Great fucking show planned. A lot to talk about. Let's do our plugs. Let's get them out of the way. People in the Race to Live chat, very, very excited about Katie Boyle being here right now. They love you, Katie Boyle.
It's not alt-right Katie Boyle. It's the regular one.
No.
Oh, there's an alt-right version?
Yeah, sometimes Zach does. And he goes, hold up, racist comments. Hold up.
It's a great character.
Can you take that hoida, racist comments and make that a sound drop on the board from now on? Hoida, racist comments.
That's when I talk in my voice.
What are you plugging on, Katie Boyle? Katie Boyle, what are you plugging on?
So The Shift and it's going to be on YouTube now. I rented a studio, so please go watch that. At Katie Boyle Comic. Also,
you rented a studio? Why don't you rent our studio?
I didn't know I could have done that.
We have fucking the best studios in New York City.
Yeah. I didn't think
I'll give
that.
You a better rate. Let's talk.
Well, the guy who's doing it is editing my special, so, you know.
Awesome. Yeah, you know how, like, dudes do stuff for free for women?
Wow. He's not doing it for free. Jesus.
Well, not free.
No. Anyway, also, I'll be in Houston again. And last time when I did Bye Guys, a bunch of you guys came out, so come out again.
When are you in Houston?
March 3rd, I think.
March 3rd.
Yeah. Or 4th.
March 3rd.
Shit, it's on my website. I should have checked that. But anyway, first weekend of March.
It's always a turd when it's your show, Katie.
Yeah, I'll poop on you.
March 3rd.
The fuck thirds were my family. Back in the old country, I come from a long line of fuck thirds.
Let's see. Danny Boyle.
Danny Boyle.
Yeah. What you plugging on?
Boys Cast with the dog Ryan Long. Every Friday podcast. I got my wacky call-in show every Tuesday night, Low Value Mail, and every Wednesday night from the green room of the bathhouse, or the green room of the stand car, sorry, called the bathhouse. It's like a Comic Hang.
Love it.
/ Colin Show.
Love it. I wish podcast equipment would work in a sauna or a steam room.
I know.
I would do. Oh,
I saw Rick Rubin did one once, but like in the middle of it, they're like, "We have to leave because all the
everything's melting, getting wet."
All the equipment's like,
"Yeah, there's no way." Yeah, there is a way. There's a way where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah,
you can. There definitely is cameras and casing for cameras that can be involved in like high heat, high water, high pressure
situations. Yeah,
unquestionably.
Yeah,
right?
It's the mics. I think
the mics.
Because they're just, I mean, they would get so hot to even, like, you couldn't touch it. Like, I don't know. There's no mics that are all plastic.
There's got to be something out there, guys. There's got to be a way, because maybe that's my next show.
Yeah.
I love a steam and I love a sauna.
Maybe a lav. Honestly, you know what you do? Lav mic, super long cord with, and the clip is plastic, and then the pack is outside.
Probably do cordless.
Cordless, yes, but there's still like the cord going.
But there's nothing
pack
to clip it to. You have to clip it to your nipple, which
maybe
is
wear a string.
Katie, will you be on the first episode of my steam room podcast? Just clipping your nipples, microphones. It's just you and me. We're not even recording.
I'm going to say no.
Come on, Katie. Don't be a fucking asshole.
But that's not even because of that, just because it's bad for my skin.
Because you're drinking Haterade.
Sauna's
that's your
bad
problem
for the skin?
You're wrong. It's great for your skin.
No, I went to the first ever, for my first ever facial last yesterday.
Holy shit. Whoa.
Lewis is flying right now.
I'm like, did I say what I thought I said?
You went for a first facial? First
yeah,
facial.
But she said that my skin.
She said, wow. Show them
empty. Sorry, I don't know why I pressed that one.
The heat is bad for my skin. She also
for your skin.
She also said my skin was very dirty.
Katie, let me just say something. You don't have to share that with people.
Yeah.
It's fun though.
You don't have to tell anybody that somebody
it's
said
clean
that to you.
Now.
That's something that you could have just said, hey, you know what? I got clean skin. You learned that lesson. We've all had dirty skin moments in our life, you know, guys?
I feel like this sauna is good though. It's like it's all clean. You just sweat.
It opens up your pores. It gets all the fucking gunk out.
Yeah, everything comes out.
How do you close back up the pores though?
I think they do it automatically.
Yeah, they just constrict by themselves when you go back into the cold. Yeah. That's why they say you do like a sauna and then in a cold dip, so your pores open and then they constrict, right?
Oh,
so that's what's going on. It's really good for your skin.
Ultimate hangover.
Who is this fucking junkie that is giving you tissues like, you got dirty skin, Katie?
She also told me I'm not American.
She nailed it. All right, fine.
Well, obviously because I have an accent, but she said because I'm skinny. I was like, what? Yeah. So weird.
Well, you are skinny.
Yeah, Katie, but that's not just...
Katie's literally the hottest person in that entire part of Europe.
Yeah.
It's an ugly part of the world.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
You're very pretty, but you're the hottest of that fucking... Like here, you know...
Everybody on the islands.
You're hot here. You're a hot bitch. You're a hot bitch. But just for fucking Ireland, Scotland, that part of the world, you're a goddamn goddess.
Irish ladies are beautiful.
No, we've talked about it plenty of times on the show. We pulled them up. They're gross.
It's
a gross breed. Zach, can we go? What you plugging on?
Hey, if you're listening live, January the 22nd, Catalyst Wrestling will be at the Bell House in Brooklyn. I think I'm managing like two or three matches. Come hang out.
Sick. Love it. Lots of live stuff coming up, guys. This weekend, I will be in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the House of Comedy. Really enjoy the House of Comedy. Great comedy chain. Go check out that club wherever they are in your local city. But I will be in Bloomington, Minneapolis this weekend, coming up with Aaron Berg. Six shows over four nights. Then next weekend, Cuyahoga Falls, the final weekend for the Aaron Berg, Louis J. Gomez, Defend Everyone Tour. Ohio, Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, the Funny Stop Comedy Club. Very excited about that. And then I have a lot of other stuff coming up, setting up the essentially 3 months of shows straight through. Most of these shows with Zach and Miko. Still adding more dates, but I'll be in Yonkers, I'll be in San Diego, St. Louis, Houston, Lafayette, Louisiana, and many other cities, putting the finishing touches up on my next special, which looks like we're filming in England sometime in early June, so keep on looking out for more information about that. Subscribe to Gas Digital, use the promo code RAP, get a 7-day free trial, get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Realize Podcast has nearly 1,000 shows just of this show that are not available on the internet anywhere else. All ad-free, all uncensored in one place. All these platforms are changing the rules. You can't say anything anymore on YouTube, iTunes, any of them. It's over. It is crazy. So if you want to come back to the Wild West, we are the West World of comedy podcasting.
Yeah.
We got different rules at Gas Digital. We're killing hookers. We're tying fucking slaves to the back of a fucking carriage and a horse. We're getting fucking
Irish
wild,
slaves.
Doggy. Irish slaves. Why not?
White ones.
So come the fuck out and support. Use that promo code RAP. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv. twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. I do giveaways every single stream now. If you can stream snipe me, find me in the game, catch me in Warzone, and kill me, after identifying yourself, you get a free spin on the wheel of prizes. Skank for tickets are on that wheel every single week. Cash and other prizes as well. It's a lot of fun. It's a whole other element to the game where I have fans chasing me through the game, calling me a faggot. And it's so funny. Sometimes there's three or four of them at once. They all gang up on me and they're trying to.
I saw your one video where you made that guy give you all your shit.
Yeah, dude. That's my new thing. Is I use proximity chat. I use. I'm so evil with it. I love it. So let's see. Everyone likes me on perks. Let me see. Racist live chat. What do they say on perks? Lewis rules. Let's see. Yusuf G, former intern Olympics, says Lewis should do a show in the Middle East. We like his style, and we're very behind on references. I do some. Oh, dude, all my references in my new special are. I almost have to call this special, like, you know, I Love the 90s or something, because every reference, it's fucking wild. I don't make any current references.
No, it's fine.
It's pretty good. Look, we have a lot to talk about, okay? First of all, I'm feeling nice, dude. The second perk is just hitting me in the sweet spot. Okay, I don't even like perks that much. Shannon, you feel like this every day. Shannon, I'm going to give you the rest of my perks because I don't like the fact that.
I'll take them.
I shouldn't feel this way. I can't have this. I can't have this feeling in my life.
No, you so you hate them.
No, I like them. This is fucking nice. I got no problems with nobody right now. I was in traffic today. I was like, this is great.
Making you a little too docile.
Dude, no, I like it though. I think everyone likes me a little. I got to bring it down a little bit.
You calm in traffic might be my favorite image.
Dude, so I'm just like,
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed traffic today. I just felt like I was like, hey, guys, where are we going? We're not going anywhere to be. Relax, everyone. Stop honking. Hey. Try to honk, and the people are honking. I'm like, honk, I'll honk with you. All right, let's go.
I want one so bad because I'm 3/4 through Mike Rainey's book, and I want to finish it on perks.
Oh, dude, fuck. I didn't bring them. I don't have them with me. Fuck, I would have given them to you.
Next time, buddy.
Fuck. Damn.
It's a good book, by the way.
Oh, dude, really fucking funny. Zach, fuck, edit that out, because if he dies on my perks, I don't need people giving me shit about that. It's his own choice.
Yeah.
Okay? I think that's crazy to give the drug dealer shit.
Yeah.
It's a wild thing, you know?
Unless there's like fentanyl in it. But if it's like just as advertised drugs, that's fine.
I can't promise you there's not fentanyl in this. This feels pretty good. Well, what the fuck does fentanyl even feel like? Is it like this?
It's like perks times a million.
It's awesome.
But is it like... Because OxyContin is like this times like three, I'd say.
Yeah.
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 And then I think fentanyl is like OxyContin times like 100.
But like once it... like, so if I just do this times two, because I took two perks last night and drank a little wine, I felt nauseous.
Uh-huh.
Probably shouldn't have done that, right?
Felt yeah, painkillers will do that sometimes.
Yeah, so but then I was like, all right, well, I can't... but it's like fentanyl, it's like all just the good, but none of like the nausea that would come with multiplying the perk. Because if so, I'm not telling people to do fentanyl, but I'm just saying it probably rules.
I think you like puke, but you just don't know it. A lot of them like die on their vomit, right?
No, you just stop breathing.
Oh. You stop breathing.
Your body just like doesn't want to breathe anymore.
Yeah, don't basically. Do it.
Like why? Once you reach the top of the mountain, your body's like, dude, we did it.
It just like stops your breathing. Like you don't even have, it's not painful, you just stop breathing.
You're like, yeah, you're so chill, you forget.
Yeah, like literally, like your body just like forget.
Bricks in the Race to Live chat says fentanyl is like perks without the euphoria. I don't have euphoria right now. Do I feel like euphoric?
I don't know. Do you?
Kind of do.
I do. I do feel like I'm in the Black Hole Sun video. Nice current reference for you guys.
Yeah.
Black Hole Sun.
Wow,
guys. What is there more euphoria in this? What is fentanyl like, Zach and Miko? Any other fentanyl lollipops?
Yeah, those. That's
how you get Zach. That's how you get Zach to take any drug. Throw in candy form.
Candy form, yeah.
Fentanyl lollipop.
Me and my girl used. We were at the sex shop, and we got Pop Rocks, blowjob Pop Rocks to put on my dick.
Regular Pop Rocks. Did you say blowjob on them?
I don't know what they had to be something different because you can't just take Pop Rocks and put them on your cock.
Sure you can.
Sure you can. Yeah.
You know what? You know what? We're just snacking on
off a cock.
Off a sex delicious sex treat edition. Delicious sex treat. Hold on.
Twizzler. sex.
Not just sex, but also drugs. This is the SDR or rock and roll food.
Rock and roll
food. Sex, drugs, or rock and roll food. This is what the SDR show should be. It should be what's your snack and I meet SDR show. Right, so you got to get
Jay would show up for more.
One, really tickled me.
That's the perks.
That's the perks. Hey now, no, I think that we should do one food that you've had while sexed. One, shut up, Shannon. I got this. One food that you've had while rocking out at a concert. And one food that you've mixed with drugs.
Hot dog for all three.
Damn it. So easy.
I'm the worst person for this.
So, all right, give me a food that you've had sex, that you've incorporated into sex.
Me.
Kaiti.
Oh.
Some potatoes.
I don't think anything. I mean, like.
You've never fingered yourself with a fucking carrot stick.
No.
You've never poured fucking like chocolate syrup on your boyfriend's cock, just to give it some color.
Wow. No. I have used like flavored massage oil though.
Okay, well, that's not really food. I mean, if you're hungry enough, I guess
it's for a massage. Why does it need to be flavored?
I mean, I guess that's fine. Flavored massage oil. Yeah. Do you lick it?
Yeah, because it's all over the body. So.
Hold on, put the sexy music in. What are we doing here? Katie's telling us a great fucking story, and we're being assholes right now. Sorry, folks. Anyway, sorry, Katie, please.
Well, yeah, it's like the strawberry one's nice. My boyfriend did get mango once, though, and it kind of smelt like vomit, so I didn't like that.
No. It's not, none of that's good. I don't even think that it's considered food. If it doesn't have caloric... Like,
if it tastes good, it must
We have. Did do, okay, because I don't eat dairy, but my boyfriend did get a coconut whipping cream, spray cream. We only used it once, but my boyfriend, like, he really likes food, and he ate it all.
Is he fat? Is your boyfriend a fatty?
He's not fat.
He's fat. He's fat. He's a fat guy.
He's not fat. He's like your size.
Oh, okay.
So Danny's fat. You like food.
Danny's fat. Yeah.
Well, no. But anyway, but then
I mean, I understand that it's like increasing in fatness as we go around the room. But Danny's still on the fat spectrum.
Yeah, yeah, I'm on the spectrum.
He looks a little like Danny, actually.
Oh shit! Here we go. Katie's trying to suck. Dude, Katie's trying to suck your cock right
now. I'm not. I don't want to.
She said you're not fat.
Do you have coconut
looks like
whipped
you.
Cream?
No, coconut whipped cream.
So you guys had coconut whipped cream. All right, so that paint the picture. Paint the picture. Slow down. Get that music back on.
Spray it around him.
You sprayed it around his on his nipples. Do you ever suck a man's nipples?
No, my boyfriend doesn't like that. Do you guys like that?
Not really. When it happens, you feel sort of emasculated. You're just like, fine, just do it. But I like to have my fucking nipples squeezed sometimes. I like to be scratched. I like to fucking, you know, but not fucking. What do you like? You like that?
No. I'll tell you my thing. I want mouth on my nipple. And then her hand under my balls, pressing up on my taint while I jerk off.
Oh, so
that's the hardest I nut.
That's
in
the same
world.
Way I make my girl come. Yeah. So that move while you're sucking on her nipple,
hard under my balls, like between my balls, and my asshole, pressing really hard while she licks my nipple, and I jerk off. I fucking.
And is she like pressing like in like just one press and a hold, or is it like a
no? You can.
I know what's going on. Yeah.
So many people are gonna try that.
I'd say twice a year I get a sharp pain in that exact place where it's just. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I could be smoking, could be, I take a shot, whatever it is. And then it feels like from my taint, like God has grabbed me by my taint. And it's like, you're coming to hell. And it starts pulling me. I'm like, ow, what the fuck is that? And then I go, oh, and I kind of press it. I'm like, okay, whoa. And then it goes away. It's the weirdest cramp.
I think you need to get that checked.
I really wanted one of you guys to also have this weird taint pain that feels like God's hand pulling you to hell. Nobody else has that? Raise the left chat. Anybody?
But that's a very specific thing. I think a lot of people are going to try that now.
Well, having your taint fucking played with while you fucking get whatever. Put my taint 24 hours a day. I don't need to fucking break barriers. You know what? It's time to get real ass. Ladies and gentlemen. Shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, where's the real ass? Where the fuck
is it?
This is on Parks, everybody.
You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, let's get real ass. It's time to get real ass. My producers do nothing. Yeah. don't mean to get real ass right now, but you touch my taint while I'm doing just about anything, it's going to rule.
Wow. Zach, do it.
Does it say podcasting?
You really get in there, dude. Oh, my balls are very tight right now. Zach, stop presenting your taint to me. I'm not going to do it, dude. He's trying to get me to do it. The same way that like a cat fucking shows you their asshole. Relax. Relax, kitty cat. I'm not touching your taint right now.
Finally. I'm just doing a circle eight around Lewis's ankles. <It's my laughs> <chair. laughs>
But let's see. Anybody else in there? Taint, play for Christ. No, you have cancer, Lewis. No taint problems. No, no. Titanium. I did like that. That was a good, you know what? It was a great chat. Chattlesnake, fuck him.
I think the food thing with sex is a good idea, though, especially if you're like kind of like, you know, like a bit ugh when it comes to taste. You know, like
if your skin's dirty,
have a shower. You'd be like, what a weird. Be like, yo, you need to shower, or be like,
say the person that does your face says you have shit skin. You gotta really cover the flavor of that. You put some coconut cream on it.
You've been with someone who's so gross. You're like, can you just grab some like caramel syrup or some shit?
No, but I feel like I gag a lot really easily. It can be more like skin. Now show them teeth.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway, but yeah, if you put like nice tasting stuff, it's like kind of like,
yeah,
you know, I don't know, it helps.
All right.
Somebody's had a great idea in the chat. Real Ass Podcast Perk Turn Olympics. So we have different interns that can bring in perks. This is a great idea. Okay.
Then someone's going to definitely die of fentanyl.
And all of the shut up. Then all of the games will be like plays like puns on perks. Like we do like perks and recreation, and then we have to like play games while we're on perks, right? Or you could do percolator. Who could make the best cup of coffee while on perks? Right? These are all great things. Now, come on, guys. Chime in with other perk things. I'm out of references. Folks, I don't
even know what perks are. I don't do any drugs.
Percocets.
Grow up,
but I mean,
Katie.
I don't know what Percocets are. Like, it's like, I guess it's like
it's a painkiller.
Pain reliever.
You want one?
No.
I'll go home and get you one.
No, I'm okay. I don't like drugs.
Perks are making me horny, dog. You like, can't come. I jerked off last night for 85 minutes straight.
Yep.
Yeah, though.
what a shitty drug. Right? I felt like a woman. Is that how women feel? Just like,
no.
What's the point of
it? It takes 2 seconds for a woman to masturbate.
Really?
Yeah, because you know exactly where it is. So it's like, so then with the guy, you got to be like,
Yeah, we went to a sex shop. We bought Pop Rocks. And then you put them on your dick. It's like sugar. I feel like I almost braced myself for it to burn. Like, I felt like I was going to just like, whatever it is.
You pour like a Coke on top of it? Dude, and you go,
it's like she, yeah.
Yeah, so, and then she, you know, started blowing me, and then it started like pop, but you didn't really feel much pops. It just turned into a sticky, shitty, slotchy. It was disgusting.
I hate food with sex. I'm like,
and then it was in a hotel room.
I forgot about that. That's gross.
The bed was covered in just sugar. It wasn't like the only way that would work is if you like do it like. Like, you're gonna be like standing like over a ledge, like, so it doesn't get all sucks. Like, where are you using that?
She's on a cherry picker.
I wonder if you get some of that like stuck in your urethra, Pop Rocks, and then like it touches.
I assumed it wasn't gonna be a problem. There's no way that they would be marketing and selling things that would hurt the inside of your dick if it got in there.
I mean, it's America. You guys do shit like that all the time.
Yeah, it's called freedom, dog.
Yeah, it was not FDA approved, probably.
Did you see the meme? The kid sounded himself with an iPhone charger.
He what himself?
He put an iPhone charger in his urethra.
Why would he do that? What is wrong with
iPhone? Oh, not the brick.
Like, was he trying to charge himself?
Yeah, I wanted to know if he plugged in the other end so bad.
That would suck.
But it's called sounding. It's when people stretch their urethras.
Why would you stretch it?
I don't know, because dudes like it. They get like wider and wider metal sticks usually.
Can't. People are crazy.
That sucks. Just to listen to.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a part of today's show. YoDelta.com makes incredible Delta 8 THC products delivered right to your home legally in most states, responsibly. Get high on vapes and gummies. Why not? Why wouldn't you do that, Zach?
Absolutely. And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states. And most importantly, it gets you high. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. We love them. And I will tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products need to be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com right now. Use the promo code GASP when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your entire order. It gets shipped quickly and discreetly. Why not? YoDelta.com. All right, where were we? All right, have you used, do you use incorporate food into sex?
No, not a fan at all.
Never.
I look like someone who would, and I don't.
You've never done
I
it.
Hate it.
Not once.
I've like maybe one time some girlfriend's like, Canadian let's shit. Do whipped cream, and I'm like, okay, that was fun. Like, yeah. Can we get back to the sex part?
It's you guys. Wait a minute. It's like sometimes like maybe do coconut whipped cream or.
Are you my boyfriend?
What's happening? Katie's flirting with you all left and right.
I'm not.
Right now.
I look like your boyfriend.
I'm
like
not, but you do. I'm like
a surrogate.
Like
a,
yeah.
It's just the hair and the beard.
Just all the things. Yeah.
And the weight.
I'm
a delicious whipped cream cock.
Zach and Miko, obviously.
Are you kidding
you
me?
Have...
Sometimes I've incorporated sex into my food.
What's your favorite moment of incorporating food into sex?
I was telling about there. When the KFC Double Down came out, a vegan black chick.
Double Down, was that the sandwich that used chicken as bread?
Yeah. A girl wanted to smell my mouth and fuck me while I ate one.
Smell your mouth and fuck
me. Because
she
was vegan and she missed KFC.
Wow.
They have a lot of good vegan chicken options these days.
This is before that.
Yeah.
Oh, the Double Down was a fucking, that was solid. It was like 3,000
really
calories.
It was really
good.
Yeah. Jesus.
It hurt.
That is American exceptionalism right there.
It was hot. It hurt.
Yeah.
It was like if your snacking bacon was the temperature of a sandwich.
Oh, that snacking bacon's so good, but boy, does it come out hot.
Like spicy?
Dude, no, like hot as in physically hot.
Oh.
Me and Zach were driving one time, and I just grabbed a piece, and it's just bacon. So it's like a snacking bacon. And the way you eat snacking bacon is just snack, you know? So it just...
No, wait, hold on.
Good.
It's not that it was served hot. It was that he received it cold.
Oh, yes, and then I complained.
And he complained, and she's like, it's not served hot. And Lewis... Really fucking got
it is served hot, bitch. No,
it is.
No, she's like, it didn't serve
and
hot.
And I was like, really? Because I go to Dunkin' Donuts all over this country because I travel the world as an entertainer. and every other Dunkin', are you telling me every other location is wrong when they serve it to me hot?
You were just like getting your white
her.
Side.
So this, Dunkin', fucking,
I gave her a speech.
This fucking.
I got other people to agree with
bacon?
Me.
Yeah.
Agree with me online. It's like sugared candied bacon.
Oh yeah. I've had that in like singles. Have you ever seen those where they're like it's like a cheese string and like you actually like.
Oh no, I haven't seen that. That sounds delicious, but this is snacking bacon, and it is served hot all over this country.
Yes, 100%.
And I have been all over this country. I did not name facts.
No, you didn't.
Fact
I'm not.
Doggy fact
but
check.
This fucking Dunkin' cunt
she
fucking just, put the bacon in for like
cool.
3 minutes and hands it to
Lewis.
Oh, just nuked it.
When she gave it to me, I couldn't see because it was in the bag, but it was probably actually red hot, like scalding red, like it was like a glass blower, put it into the bag. I go out, I'm like, oh, fuck, I can't wait to have
it. It was that orange color steel gets when it
Yeah.
And Lewis, but not only does that happen, then Lewis gets in the car and tells me the whole story.
Also, enough time to tell the whole story.
Yeah,
before
it's
cool. It's
and
so hot.
I start
driving.
He's driving, and this is Lewis's story.
And the motion that I
slap
ate it,
bracelet.
Like a slap bracelet.
Yeah.
Like, you remember you
slap? Yeah, of course.
But imagine I'm trying to put a slap bracelet into my mouth.
Yeah.
This is what I did with a scalding hot piece of bacon.
And he just, that's really not, that's fucking crazy, right? And then he was talking, and then I just hear, ah! Start spitting molten hot bacon all over me.
Oh, man.
Dashboard,
I'm swerving.
The wind. We're swerving through a town. We're swerving through Saratoga Springs. And he's spitting bacon ever. He spit it on his leg and burnt his leg.
Dude, it was hot bacon. Not to be fucking
he
with.
Burnt the parts of him that he spit it on.
This is. It's as close to JFK as I've ever felt.
Yeah,
that's what like if you had a video,
no lawsuit.
It looked like I was like
I'm crawling over the car trying to scoop up bacon.
You're not suing Dunkin' Donuts for
a pink dress and a pillow.
No, dude, I'm just not that guy. Jewish.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess I could have, right? Okay. I probably could have. But what'd you got?
No, because then they'd have to, like, you and complain. Like, they'd have the video of you being like,
yeah, but
fucking, I want this shit hot.
I didn't say it hurt me. How do you even, what would be the process? I'd have to prove that I have to, in that moment, go to the hospital and get,
yeah,
like,
you got to go to the hospital. Like, the woman who sued McDonald's, she took photos, she went to the hospital.
Yeah, but she was fucked up.
She was
what
insane.
Did she
like,
do?
Like, mangled.
What
Oh, this woman is a famous, like, she went through the drive-thru.
People use
this
story as, like, the example of, like, how Americans just fucking sue for nothing.
Yeah,
but
this was a really good reason.
This was actually fucked up.
And not only that, she asked for, like, not that much money. She actually was like, hey, I'm just out of work because of this. And there's photos. Like, she absolutely, like, all her skin and her thighs are, like, all...
So, McDonald's has the temperature they're supposed to keep the coffee. I guess this McDonald's had it crazy hot. She
crazy
had
hot.
The cup between her legs. It spilled... And it severely burnt there.
Yeah, really bad. But then she was like, hey, your coffee's too hot. Like, can you just, I'm out of work for 2 months.
They're like, shut up, old bitch. And they threw another cup at her.
She wanted like, I don't know, 5 or 10 grand and they wouldn't.
For medical costs, just to live on.
Yeah, and just to live.
But what McDonald's did is they basically put out the rumor that, like, oh, this litigious society we live in, you don't know coffee's hot. You know, people sue over anything.
Yeah.
So because they had to do the payout, they then also shamed her for life, and people think she sued for
life. Yeah, they put like an image of her in the Hamburglar uniform. Yeah. like, look at this bitch.
People think she sued for like millions of dollars.
Yeah, she didn't. And then, well, I guess she did eventually.
Yeah.
Once they wouldn't give her anything.
Can we see the burns of her
it's
pussy?
It's brutal. Really bad.
It's a very bad burn.
It's gross. I don't know why I've seen it, to be honest, but. It's,
and the way people talk about it, you think she just spilled a little coffee on herself?
No.
And then went for the lawsuit? It's a
brutally
bad burn.
Yeah.
It's,
and in your crotch.
Yeah.
Like
in her old vagina.
Old. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rough. We're just waiting now.
Yeah, we are just waiting.
We're just waiting.
She was trying to incorporate scalding hot coffee into her sex life.
Yeah.
She's like, I can get wet. She has multiple blisters.
Yeah, she was doing this thing called buying time.
Yeah,
it's also like if they already have it, that it should be at whatever. I know Starbucks is like 70 degrees or something. So if they already had that, then they're wrong for serving it at boiling. So it's like, yeah, you're wrong. So just give her whatever.
Thanks, Katie, for clearing the air.
Thanks. Sorry. That's my two cents.
Katie's just trying to fucking fill time as well.
I come from a country.
Anti-McDonald's sentiment.
Ian, you're on the Real Ass Podcast.
Oh, my God.
What's up?
You're on the Real Ass Podcast.
Oh, my God. I'm honored. What a blessing. Prayers have been answered.
Tell him to text me back.
Oh, Katie Boyle said to text her back.
The what?
The what?
I'm not even a person. I'm a thing.
What? I hate that bitch. Wait, I'm on the what podcast?
Tell him I don't know where Delaware is.
I can't hear you. Katie Boyle said the water back?
Yeah.
Come on her back.
Water my back.
Bring some whipped cream.
No, she said to call her back. She doesn't know where Delaware is. She said literally, and I quote, Delaware? Hold on, I'm giving myself a rattlesnake, Ian. I was giving myself a rattlesnake for that great joke.
Oh, man, it was a great joke. Tell Katie I'm on the phone with INS on the other line.
What's INS? Is that ice?
That's the white person version of ice.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to get her kicked out of this country.
Oh, no.
Good.
Put some respect on Delaware's name.
Ian, I'll call you back after the podcast. I wanted to ask you something professionally.
Oh, sure. Well, I love you, buddy. I'm looking forward to your call.
Oh, no.
Can't stand him.
I love them.
All right, so a time that you incorporated sex into... No, I'm sorry. Food into drugs. You had your fentanyl lollipops. They were delicious. What was that
did
like?
Did you have fentanyl lollipops?
Yeah, same girl.
No, how does that not... Like,
no way, really?
Did you have a same tolerance girl. To fentanyl before that?
No, she was like a hard.
I gotta say,
all of
the deep fakes of Katie Boyle that Bricks is doing today are particularly
good.
Can we show them? Is that too much?
Is he the guy who did my tits before?
Yeah,
and it
yeah.
wasn't even my actual tits are nicer, so I was kind of pissed off.
Let me
prove
see.
It.
Time
no,
out.
No,
come
no,
on,
but,
Katie.
Because he made a nipple
Katie,
over
will you
here.
Will you do me a favor? Will you just show me a picture of your tits on your phone?
No,
that's not too far, right?
No, that's too.
Sometimes I use my skills, my it's sales a, skills, to just.
Oh, I like
that would be too far. Now wouldn't
it? It's just a phone. Is that really showing me your tits, right? Who cares? Yeah, whatever.
What? Oh, is this me?
That's a terrible one. There's such better ones. They've been putting great ones the whole time.
But that's
the one
that's
getting
nice.
Out of the pool looks fucking real. If you would have told me that's Katie, I would say yes. Go down.
Oh yeah.
See that puss? God. Go down to her puss. God, women don't understand what men want. We want you to cut off right at the puss.
Now, do you think,
right, folks?
Do you think Bricks just has hundreds of pictures to Photoshop them onto, or he's finding these girls that look like these girls?
So do we think that he...
Is he this, has a collection.
Is this first-degree digital rape you're asking? Like, do you think he's, like, putting...
Is there intent?
Yeah. Is he premeditated digitally raping these women against their will? I think so. I think he probably has
folders.
A whole folder at this
folders.
Point. Body positions, how the heads would work. There's no way he's just doing
probably
this
by color, like by race, by skin tone.
I should say I don't agree with this just because I have brothers and a father and I don't want them to think they're real nudes. I have to say that.
What? Okay. You don't agree with him making deep fakes of you?
Yeah.
It
would be nice if he stopped.
It's understood
oh, you want,
that they're not of you.
I won't show them either, Katie. You said I could show them.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that when you say it would be nice if he stopped, that means he makes more now.
Oh, I don't know.
No, Bricks is very respectful. Okay. No, Bricks is also very respectful.
Oh, okay.
If it's making a girl uncomfortable, I think Bricks would stop. I think he did say that he wanted to make a whole website featuring all of the girls, though, with all of their deep fakes.
Yeah,
I mean, once he says it's deep fakes, but it's like,
would
yeah,
it be illegal to do an OnlyFans with that?
We talked about this before. I don't think that... I think that the girls would probably have something to say about it.
Maybe a Patreon.
I can personally do an OnlyFans of all.
I think
girls.
It would be bad because you're making money off. Like, some of the girls have their own OnlyFans. Like, if you get Karen's, it's
do you
like,
think they're doing deep fakes of Karen, or do you think that they're showing actual nudes?
Look, Bricks fixed it.
Thank you.
That's nice of
see, that's great.
Man, you work fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Thanks Bricks. Very respectful.
I do worry sometimes because my brothers are only 18, so it's like they're still at the age where they get like roasted because I did a joke about a vibrator. Do you know what I mean? So if someone like
their friends will come in and say shit to them.
Yeah, yeah. Like they're kind of like they're like bro. They're like whatever. But yeah. I'm also like when I first saw that someone sent me.
Oh, they did. They saw it.
No, well, someone sent me from like who follows me and was like, just want to give you a heads up. They're posting this in the chat, and I was just like, oh, I just hope it doesn't. Or this guy was it? This guy he tweeted at me, so it was on like real Twitter.
Well,
and I had to then like block that because I was like, I don't want my family to think I'm really putting
nude.
Nudes out
right.
there. Yeah, yeah.
Of course,
not yet.
Because I'm already at the line where I talk about sex and
Kitty,
stuff.
Kitty, can you just, I don't know, stop making it so sad. Like, we're having a fun time. You got to come out with this fucking Me Too shit. I mean, this is, we're past that.
I'll just take
on.
My top off
getting
now.
Disowned by your family over
you're
this.
A fucking
you're
like, white yo. Woman. We just don't care about you guys anymore.
I'm an immigrant.
That is
yeah,
true.
Yeah, I'm a funner one. I won't sue.
You won't sue.
Yeah.
She right.
You're more of a white woman. You Karen'd the Dunkin'
the
Donuts
fuck
lady.
Lewis is so high. I don't know if you guys noticed. He literally went, she right, she right. He wasn't doing a bit. He wasn't doing a character.
That was just for him.
He's just talking like an old black woman. Oh, right. She right.
She right.
She got her, right. She got her opinions.
Duncan did nothing
wrong. Tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it!
I've never felt that sound drop more.
This coffee is very good.
It is good.
I never drink coffee. That was lovely. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you
You're
be
welcome. You're welcome.
Jacked
Katie.
Up this coffee.
You're welcome, Katie. Now, guys, stop tweeting faking nudes.
Yeah.
Fake nudes of KT to
if you want,
family.
You can put my face on Ron Jeremy's body. Did you see him, by the way, today?
Holy
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did we
Who's
see him
that?
Today?
He looks
He's
rough.
In jail.
What if he looks
he's,
great?
He's mentally, like, he's basically so far gone.
Yeah,
they can't
well,
even keep him in jail or whatever.
They're going to let him out.
No,
they're not
going to
let him out, but he's like.
Putting him in an asylum.
He's, yeah, they're putting him like in an
Dude,
asylum.
Dude, you've got to see
he's
how
like
bad
mentally.
He looks.
Who is
That's
he?
That's today.
You don't
yeah,
know. Oh,
white,
come on,
the
Katie.
The white hair is him.
Look, we're not your fucking family, all right? You don't
Who
have to play
he?
This.
Who is
Santa
he?
Claus. Look. Santa Claus with a fucking
oh,
huge rod.
I've never seen this man. That's weird.
Wait, no.
He's one of the most famous porn stars of all time.
Oh, yeah. No, but I haven't. I only started watching porn recently.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't go back to that unless it was like just for the reference.
Yeah.
I guess.
And I found a girl I like. I follow her life.
Ooh,
yeah.
Which girl is it? This is getting hot again. Katie brings the sexuality to the show every time.
She has a husband. Well, she was a boyfriend for a while, but they got married. And
oh,
they
good for them.
They did porn on their wedding night. Isn't that so much fun?
That
and they
is
go
romantic.
To like Hawaii and stuff.
Who is this bitch?
I can't remember, but she's just like when we click on, she comes up straight away. She's Asian and he's. French, but they're both French, but she's Asian French.
No, you gotta give me a fucking name here. You can't just give us nothing.
Shit.
I wanna see this bitch. Twitter Nighter. Let's Twitter Nighter.
Where do you follow her?
Well, my boyfriend just brings up Pornhub and we find her. And I
Oh, you guys watch porn together?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Nice. It's I think it's better to
because she's sick of looking at his fat body.
No, I like it. I think I think it's better to save porn
I like
to later.
His disgusting body.
Because now it's like such a turn on for me. Like even when the little gifts, I'm like ooh. Whereas you know I'm not like desensitized. So.
Oh, so you think if you brought porn into the relationship earlier,
or even younger for me, as in this is my first time ever.
Oh,
watching porn.
Oh, just in life. You're
in
saying.
My
30s, oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched porn with my chick yet, but we'll probably get there.
It's fun. It's like
fun.
Group sex, but yeah. Not the jealousy of it, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. What type of porn are you? So you don't know this chick's name?
French couple.
I forget. Yeah, but they do couple. Like everything. And I like watching the anal sometimes because it's
anal.
Like so old.
Do you do anal ever,
No,
Katie?
But I'll save it for the future.
Have you done a butt plug?
No.
Not even a butt plug?
No, but probably will one day.
That's it. We need
I've
to
got one in right now.
Katie's butt is going to be in Houston.
Yeah, come to the show. Bring butt plugs.
I like that. Yeah, maybe send guys, if you want to send Katie butt plugs here at the studio, the more interesting, the more Irish, the better. There's a whole selection.
Four leaf clover,
plugs.
Like one?
An emerald.
Yeah, yeah. You do an emerald.
A shillelagh.
A potato.
A shoe.
A shillelagh.
A potato. Yeah, potato butt plug. There
any, anything that was any sort of lucky charm shape.
Yeah.
Question.
Yes.
Just because maybe this might be the perk of that talking. But are the Lucky Charm dry grains also in the shapes of the fucking marshmallows?
Nope.
What are they?
I think they're X's and O's.
Right there.
Are they? We don't have Lucky Charms in Ireland.
Because it's fucking racist as fuck. It's fucking furious.
They all roll their eyes.
Yeah.
too many tourists were like, can I get a bowl of Lucky Charms? And we're like, fuck this shit. Yeah. No way.
You have Lucky Charms in Ireland.
It's like ordering Count Chocula in Africa.
It came in recently in like the American section of like big stores, but like none of the regular stores had it. And I didn't have it growing up. The first time I saw it was in America. It's just a bowl of sugar anyway. Nobody eats that much sugar in Ireland.
Oh, look at it. Is it X's and O's? No, I don't know. These look like... What is some that?
I mean, technically...
That looks like a four-leaf clover. That one looks like a fucking balloon. Yeah,
Some people think they're crosses in Jesus fish.
Jesus fish?
Yeah, the Jesus fish.
You know, walks on water. It's a mud skipper.
Actually. I know, but that's not Jesus
guys,
fish.
Guys, that was a great fish joke, guys.
He said
it
walks on water and what?
It was a mud skipper.
I don't get walks that.
They walk on water.
Don't know that reference.
Guys, pull up a mud skipper walking on water.
It's going to be isn't a Lewis's also, new special.
Isn't there actually something called the Jesus fish? Because well, it walks on water?
Oh, I don't know about
that. Oh, no, I'm thinking of the
thing that people put on cars.
Yeah. It's a little shape.
So they don't walk on water, they walk on land. Is that what you mean?
What is mud if it's not half water, half land? They walk on water as much as they walk on land.
Walking on water is, I think, a different thing.
It's a fact.
Looks like me.
You remember Muddy Mud Skipper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That show sucked.
It wasn't a real show. It was on Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, that's what it was. Muddy Mud Skipper was on Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. This thing looks...
That fake show sucked.
Dude, that's so bizarre. Very bizarre.
That's a weird one.
All right. Louisiana high school secretary forced to resign after texting a colleague that MLK Day was N-word day.
Jesus. Did she say when's N-word her, or no. did she say...
When's her show start on gas?
Let's see. She's got... Hold on. Let's see. Next week, I've got a schedule... Make it bigger, Shannon. I can barely read it. Next week, I've got a schedule. If you'd like to fill out where we will know... All the green. Shannon, you read it because I can't. My eyes
it's
are
hard to see the green.
Okay. She said next week I got to schedule.
I want to close my eyes right now. Shannon, can you read this? Shannon, can I take a nap?
Sure. If so you would tired. Fill it out where we will know. He says, yes, ma'am. She says, N-word day. LOL, Martin Luther King.
Mark Luther King.
Oh, Mark Luther King.
Well, she's talking about something different.
Yeah. N-word day. LOL, Mark Luther King.
And then he says, huh? Say what? Where'd that come from? And then
oh, is he black?
I don't know.
I mean, I thought it was a white guy originally, but he said, say what? If it's a black guy, if it's a black guy, she deserves this.
What?
If this is white on white crime and this guy ratted her out for simply making an N-word joke in a text message, I mean, come on, dude. What world do we live in? Text messages should be off limits. Can I say that?
She keeps calling it Mark Luther King Day, too, which is so funny.
I will not, if anybody ever takes my text messages and uses them against me, just so you know, Shannon, speaking to you, just so you know, that doesn't count. I won't even reply to it, just so you know. It doesn't even register because it's not a real thing. Text messages are fucking whispers into the universe that should never be heard by
anybody. Wait, then she said, I'm sorry. Who did she mean to send it to?
Yeah, she was like, let me see. Oh, I'm very sorry, coach. I didn't mean to send it to the first text to you. Please forgive me.
Jesus.
So first of all, if he's the coach of a team, I have a feeling he has a soft spot.
Oh, she accidentally sent it to him.
For Mark Luther King.
He's got a soft spot. Yeah, all the white kids on the team. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Mark Luther King Day, the fact that that's what she thinks it's called. When she lives in America, she's a teacher, and she thinks it's called Mark Luther King's Day.
I mean, look, it's unfortunate if the coach is black, and it sounds like he is. He said, say what? He was like, what? Say what? You is crazy, girl. If he's black, then she fucked up. That's like the universe. And by the way, everyone has that story, right, where they accidentally sent a text message to a person that they shouldn't have sent it to.
Uh-huh. I did it once to somebody who I was sitting at a table with.
Yeah.
I was literally texting somebody else at the table, and then I accidentally about this guy, and then I sent it to him.
My girl told me on the first date we had, she told me the story where she was on a date with a guy, and it was just going really bad. So then she like texted her friends being like, hey, this is fucking horrible. Like, I got to get out of this. And she accidentally sent it to him.
Yeah.
And he's just like, he's like looking at his phone. He looks up. And he's like,
it's so easily done. I did the same thing too.
That's probably happened a lot, actually. What you said. At least you're just like, all right, this is over.
And no. She like tried to apologize, and he just got like fucking like, yo, fuck you, you bitch.
Oh,
like,
Jesus. Yeah, really proving her wrong.
But honestly, in that moment, you can fucking be funny, right?
Yeah.
And like, if there's a moment to turn that disaster into something like a moment where she's like, oh, this guy's a fucking G. Like, he handled it, like, and it breaks the ice. Because if the date's going awkward and boring, like, with your first date, like, look, dude, it can go bad. Like, it could just be this awkward thing. Whatever the dynamic there isn't there, the chemistry isn't there. But yeah, he acted like a little bitch about it. So
I sent a screenshot of a guy's messages to him, and then the other day I was texting my boyfriend bitching about someone, and he texted back to that person responding like, no, he definitely didn't mean that. And then the person replied, what? And he was like, oh, never mind, meant for someone else. Then he texted me being like, I just responded about you bitching to the guy.
That's funny.
I was like, Jesus.
Yes.
But it's just because it's in your head.
You're thinking about, you're thinking about the other person. Like, that happened one other time with my son's mother when I was lying about quitting smoking weed. I used to always lie to her. I'm like, I'd quit smoking weed. It was just the stupidest thing in the world. I shouldn't have had to do that.
Mm-hmm. But she made you.
She didn't make me. I was just trying to, like, give her something so all the other shit that I did didn't seem as bad. I remember I texted her one time being like, hey, if Beatrice asks, I was at Gary Veeder's house. I was texting Dave, and luckily I also wrote, I was like, I was really smoking weed, ha ha ha, but I don't want her to know. But if I didn't include that part, it would have just seemed like I was cheating. So and I was. Just not with Gary Veeder.
Yeah.
Let's see. So yeah, should she have to resign? I guess. You know, you fucked up. You know, it's just the world. You know,
it's a big step to put a hard R N-word in it.
No, you fucked up. It's over.
I mean, calling
it's over.
And calling Martin Luther King Day that.
She should also be fired for ignorance.
Yeah.
Ironically, she.
Wait, is she like an old white woman?
I don't know. She sounds like she's a hilarious young woman.
Can we see what she looks like?
Oh, she's an old white woman.
She looks. What was she thinking?
This poor old lady.
I'm like, did her.
She's thinking. Okay,
it sounds like she named the town she's from.
Hold on. Gotta find Crowville. Gotta find it.
Crowville, Louisiana. Got it.
Sorry, Zach. It was all the way down there. Yeah. I had to get down there. I guess it. Fuck it. You know. Deserves to be fired.
She's old anyway. She should retire anyway. Like, do you know what I mean?
She resigned, right?
Yeah.
So that, by the way, like, all that is she's still getting paid. She still gets a pension. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's shit.
That's that.
We can all agree, of all the people in your phone not to text the N-word to, it's Coach.
Yeah.
It's so weird because once in a while, me and my friends will make N-word jokes like, off Legion of Skanks and Real Ass Podcast, and now it feels more awkward.
Yeah.
Like, on the podcast, it feels like it's more of an appropriate place. I was watching this documentary about this bodybuilder who killed her.
Sally?
Sally.
So now I'm lifting weights again, so I just want to, like, I watch anything bodybuilding related, so that's how I ended up on that. But at one point, she was talking about how she was dating a black guy.
Lewis also watches anything where a black stepdad gets shot.
But she was like talking about how her family called her an N-word lover, right?
Yeah.
And I remember just like she said it, and it like I was like just hearing it out of a white person's mouth in mainstream media now, it just comes off as so like sort of out there, right?
Yeah.
I was listening to an audiobook. And it was just, they were talking about Martin Luther King, and they were quoting Martin Luther King, and this, it was like a guy with like a British accent, and he just said it, and it was just so like, it just, like, it hits you in a different angle. You know, it's very funny, like, how you've been, trained, like, just even in, like, mainstream movies, more movies were willing to sort of go there, even sort of exploring that topic, exploring that word. Like, now I feel like there's no movies that even want to even touch it.
Yeah.
At all. Like,
which is fine.
Right? I can't come without hearing that word in mainstream.
You don't need to come in this movie theater.
In a period piece,
I need to come.
You get used to it, but even the first time they drop it in Django, when he goes by on the horse and just the random guy goes on a horse.
Yeah.
you go, whoa.
Yeah.
Then throughout the movie, you're like, oh.
Also, like American accents, you pronounce the letter, how do you say it? Like, we say or, you say like R. Like, it's already a really hard letter.
Hard R.
So it's like,
hard R.
It's a, yeah.
Yeah, look, the reality is, like, you can't, like, I think on stage, it's almost impossible now to get a laugh with it. Like, on say, to even attempt it, you're like, I'm going to really take this chance. Like, you got to really think you got that perfect fucking joke on stage. The context of a podcast, when you're trying to be funny, I think it can still be funny. But even now, I've been doing fucking edgy jokes on podcasts and racial jokes for a long time. It just hits different in the room. Like, when we're doing Legion of Skanks live in front of an audience, if we do a joke, it better be really fucking funny if you're going to say it in that room. Yeah. Because if it doesn't, it falls very flat and it just kind of comes off as awkward. And that's not us being pussies. That is just, society is training. And that's probably
society's
the good thing.
The pussies.
That's the good thing, right? Where society is, we're saying, like, yeah, it's kind of an ugly word. These are hateful words. You should sort of, like, be a little bit more if you're a comedian, just be fucking careful. It better be funny, or at the very least, the attempt better be so funny that other comedians are going to be like, he was trying to be funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a very weird tightrope to walk, but I've personally noticed just certain jokes, you can't really say rape on stage anymore. That word, when you say it on stage, it just makes the room, everyone, even guys that are fans of Legion of Skanks.
Even women saying rape, they pull back. Like,
they
pull
back,
They
feel the whole time they're yelling at they pull back.
It is weird, though, because I think, they just get really uncomfortable, and then you're looking at people, and they're like, I've raped, or I've been raped. So, it's like so, it's just a rape is like.
It is an interesting thing, and that's sort of the shift of comedy, and that's, negative, positive, however you want to look at, but that's sort of the effects of cancel culture, right, is everyone is just like very sort of like overthinking and cautious with the words that they choose to use and decide that they use. Whether that's good or bad, is it good for society? Probably. Is it good for comedy? Definitely not. I think the funniest comedy is like, takes those chances. And if you're afraid to take those chances with whatever words, right? If you're afraid because you're like, fuck, dude, I'm going to get canceled. Not because you don't think there's something funny there, because there's definitely a lot of funny. Yeah. You could find funny rape jokes. You could find funny jokes with the N word or F word or whatever word you're going to fucking say. Unquestionably, I can give Dave Attell any word in the world. He'll make a funny joke out of it. I promise you right now. In fact, he had a great N word joke back in the day. He's like, he said it's something a midget. He's like, you can't call him midgets anymore. That's offensive. He's like, well, I'm not going to call him floor niggers.
I miss what we used to call him back in my day.
And that's a hilarious fuck. It's unquestionably a really funny joke. So to sit there and say it can't be done, it can 100% be done. You just have to fucking be good at it. Yeah. And the problem is, comics in general, who are supposed to be taking chances and be ballsy, they go, oh, shit, I don't want to fucking get caught saying something dumb. So they carefully construct everything. And they treat, like, sets that are going on YouTube like it's the Tonight Show now. And it's not. Mm. I think
takes the wrong people catch wind of it. And then they start sharing around for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it's also like there's also just a lot of comics who are doing it and it's not funny. So they're actually making it bad.
Are there a lot of comics saying the N-word? No. I don't think there are.
Oh, no, not.
I don't know
but
any.
Not,
I don't know any.
Not,
I
will say not specifically the N-word, but let's say like you'll hear male comics make a joke about raping, but it's like not funny. It's like, oh, it just sounds like you just raped somebody.
I'm not. The problem is, so, I'm also not in the like younger comic world. You're a professional at this point. You're not even doing open mics and shit, but you're still involved with, I think, the scene more and like the younger comics. Like, people. You go to shows like in Brooklyn and shit, and there's like comics, like younger comics that are doing a lot of horse shit. I just don't know many comics that are at like a higher level that are doing jokes where you're like, oh fuck, dude, cringe. Like,
if I hear
somebody in at the Comedy Store or the Cellar or the Stand, for the most part, doing a rape joke, most of the time it's a pretty well constructed joke, right?
Yeah, you're right.
I think that there's probably a lot of that. I just don't know. Like, you hear about that a lot. Like, oh, these guys think they can just throw the N word around. I don't really, with the exception of Legion of Skanks, I don't really know many people that are.
That's true. I don't
throwing that word around. And to be honest with you, we're fucking funny, and I'll defend that to the fucking death that we're funny and we've always attempted to be funny. We're not being fucking hateful, but it has definitely changed. Even in 10 years, I'll say this much: I took my chick to go see Book of Mormon. And I've seen Book of Mormon now, I think, 4 times. And I saw it when it first opened like a decade ago, or even more than that, right? And when it first opened, I don't know if you've seen Book of Mormon, but there's a, you know, the whole premise of the movie is these Mormons end up getting sent to Africa to try to sign up people to become Mormons in Africa. And they get there and it's just despair and everyone has AIDS and they're raping babies to get rid of their AIDS. And it's like really like, it's so funny, but it's really like, you're like, I mean, they're singing songs about raping babies. It's fucking, it's so dark and it's really funny. It's made by the makers of South Park. But I remember just over the years, like watching it back in the day and it fucking killed. And then I remember I saw it again a few years later. The next time I saw it was like 5 or 6 years later. And the audience was so uptight about some of these things. You just watch them like gasp, like, oh, my God. And you just see like, you know, they're just being through media and through whatever else it is. We're being trained to sort of
forgive
like.
Forgive me if I'm wrong, but I believe post-pandemic they changed the show.
Oh, no.
I think they cut out a couple jokes.
Did they?
You might want to look it up. I'm pretty sure at least one or two parts of it were slightly changed to reflect modern whatever.
I spent $300 on tickets for that, and I refreshed when I was buying the tickets, so I guess it made it for that day. So like 2 months later when I went to bring my boyfriend, there was no tickets.
No.
So I just threw 300 into the air. And I tried to call and everything, but they make it so fucking hard.
I threw 300 and I tried to try.
So I never got to see it, but I will one day.
Great show. Really good.
Yeah, it's really solid. Although I guess it's different now.
It is true. I'll say cunt on stage. And when I first said it, I saw how people pulled back. But now I've wrote a joke about it and they laugh, so it's fine. But it's like, yeah, there is like a weird thing. Why can't I say cunt in America?
It's a weird thing.
Well, it's just different.
Now,
certain words. And look, I still make jokes about rape, and I still make jokes about everything on stage. But I think it's definitely a tight rope that you have to walk, and it's a dying sort of form of comedy. You know, you're not really seeing younger comics that are taking those chances. We're doing this at Skankfest. We're doing the first ever New and Nasty group, which is going to be like our own version of New Faces for like just younger comics that are coming up that are taking those fucking chances, that are trying to fucking do shit that, you know, we're going to hook it up. We're giving them like nice fucking rooms. We're flying them out, putting them up. It's not going to be like a lot of these other fucking festivals. They, you know, it's all on your own dime. So, if you guys are young comedians watching this show, go to skankfest.com and you guys can submit to be a part of that show and just to be a part of the festival in general. Skankfest.com. It's going to be a great time. All right, we got a little bit of time left here. Let's go to the UK's ugliest dog contest. This is very exciting. I love an ugly dog. I've been trying to get an ugly dog for the studio for a long time, but not just an ugly dog, some sort of freaky dog that was in a fire.
Has his tongue like fucking
three-legged dog long tongue. Isn't enough. Three-legged dog is too normal for me. I need a two-legged dog. We're like, but the two front legs are gone. They're just fucking
with the
dragging
wheel,
themselves.
With the wheels?
No, I want the back legs
full
intact.
Kangaroo.
Yeah. They got to be able to jump around and dance.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those on TikTok.
Or just lie on the ground and we can laugh at it. I want the freakier the better. Sometimes like the bottom of its fucking mouth is blown off and it's just a tongue hanging out of a hole.
Jesus.
These are some scary dogs.
We've been into some freaky dogs.
Freaky dogs. I love them. The freakier the better. But that's not what this is. These are simply ugly dogs. This is more offensive, to be honest with you, than the freaky dogs. Shannon, pull up some of these. When is this contest, first of all? Oh, my God. Oh,
good God.
This is Peggy.
It's like the queen.
Yeah.
She's a part Chinese crested, part pug.
Jesus.
And so the contest is like currently underway and they're going to announce the winners in about a month, it said. Here's it. I don't feel like this one isn't very
that's
ugly.
Not that's a normal looking dog.
That looks like Zach.
Yeah.
It looks like a pretty buddy. Normal looking dog.
Hey, bud.
Oh,
he's got one eye.
Oh, his eye is gone, but he's cute.
He's cute still.
Yeah.
It's blue. This one also I feel like is cute.
That's not an ugly dog at all.
Yeah, that's not too
ugly.
Yeah,
it's not ugly.
But he is in the running. Here's another
that one looks like that guy that was at Skankfest, actually.
Wait, is that the same one that we just saw up there?
This is Holly.
The ones that always win this, they look like the dog from Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, where the girl went to Mexico and thought she got a dog and it was a rat. Yes. They always look like that.
What's with these long tongues?
The long tongue out the one side is great. These are all different dogs? Yeah. No.
Yes.
Humans need to stop
breeding. This is the same as the last one, though. This is Peggy.
Aw, she's still kind of cute. I want to fucking tear her tongue out of her head, though. It's annoying.
How does she eat?
Probably on one side.
These are two other ones.
Dude, those are just adorable.
That's so
yeah,
even ugly dogs are endearing.
I've seen uglier British people today.
Yeah.
These are cute dogs. Cute pup.
Roger.
Cute little pup right there. Yeah. I fucking got my sister's daughter a golden retriever. It's coming next month.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
They're great dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are really great dogs.
Ours fell off an 80-foot cliff and survived.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My dad had to go down and get a boat and go over and get it. And then for years
later...
How
bad was he hurt?
He like hurt his leg. Well, she hurt her leg and then she was fine, but... when you'd look out the window, she'd be fine. But then when you'd go out to play with her, she'd limp. So she was like, for years, just faked a limp.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
She knew she was getting fucking more attention for that. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, I'm getting my the dog was supposed to come the day after we got back from Puerto Rico. We're doing a family vacation to Puerto Rico this year. And now it's a little fucked up. It's coming a couple weeks later. But we're very excited about this. New dog in the house.
Nice.
You know, that's what I say. When you're having marital problems, throw an extra soul into the house.
Yeah.
A brand new soul.
Nice little new distraction.
Piss and shit on everything. You know, when the family's falling apart, add piss and shit.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Yeah. As long as it's cute, though, I think you can...
It is very, very cute.
Plus something to fight about instead of fighting about each other, you know, it's nice. Yeah.
I changed... Did I talk about this on the show that I changed my vacation officially, Zach?
No.
Not doing... I rented a villa in Puerto Rico initially, and my sister's husband was supposed to come. But now he's not coming. So I was like, and he's Mexican. So he like, dude, he'll clean, he'll cook, he'll do yard work, fucking fix the fucking place. Like, this guy's fucking, he's great, dude. He's really great. My sister's a fucking lazy taker. She's just going to want to be fucking things to be given to her. So now I'm paying for a vacation for the whole family. And now I'm cooking, I'm fucking cleaning. It's pissing me off even thinking about it right now. So I took the hit and I just rented us like a decent hotel. Right on the
probably
beach.
For the best.
A few restaurants at the hotel. We'll go fucking charge it to the room. Just fucking not even think about it.
That's for the best. That sounds lovely. Yeah. I've never been to Puerto Rico.
It's going to be nice. We got a big, big suite. My chick's coming. We're going to be in one room. The kid's in another room. My aunt in another room. It's going to be fucking... It's a good time.
That's good for your sanity.
Good for my sanity. Also for my aunt. So like I was thinking about it, dude. Like the villa in Puerto Rico is different, right? So we have a chef. We have a person to clean up after us the whole time. Private beach, private pool. It's like, it's a different thing. This was just a villa with a beach and a pool, and it was nice, but it was going to be like to have to leave to go get food with my 85-year-old aunt, rent a car, pack everybody up is too much. We're on the premises right now of a nice fucking resort hotel. It's not all inclusive, so it's not like shitty food. It's just a regular hotel. Get a fucking wheelchair for my aunt. There's a casino. There's a kids club. There's a fucking giant slide. There's fucking, you know, sprinklers all over the place. Kids love a blast.
I love how this is sprinklers for you. Like that's guns.
He's
for everybody
on
else.
Perks.
Yeah, I am on perks. But I'm excited about this. This should be a very fun time. Shannon, what is this Twitter night? I was brainwashed by a toxic diet culture, and now I celebrate my curves. Please.
Twit or no.
Toter night. Let's see.
Okay, so this is her before, and this.
I'll tell Dylan to go grab me a number 101 on a spinach wrap. I can start eating at one. I'm starving. Thank you. This is her. Okay, she's hot. All right, hell yeah. This is tight. Tight, Shannon. Tight all day. Love it.
This is before.
Why would she?
Back.
Why would she change anything?
So, like I said, so this was her when she was obsessed with diet culture.
With being hot.
And now she said she embraces her curve. So this is her now.
Oh, she's tighter now. Look at her legs though. They're a little fucking.
I actually have her Instagram that we can.
A little
go
cellulite.
Look
at. Is that cellulite in her legs?
Yeah.
That's not the same person, is it?
So hold on. She edited her photos to see how girls on my explore page do it. No joke. People are still editing photos like this. I mean, look. What do you want me to say? You look better without the cellulite.
She posts a lot of untouched. Wait, I saw one that was pretty.
Look, here's the thing. Ready? Straight up, this bitch is toit, unquestionably toit. She's got a little bit of thickness to her. She's still fucking hot, like, you know, but let's get real. You know, you could probably just fucking use a little Photoshop Aruski. We have the technology. God put the technology there for you to use. That's what I say. Still tight, but though. Hot chick.
How are you for coffee as well?
Beautiful girl. Beautiful girl. But here's the thing. That shot right there, like, Laura, go to the one right there with her belly in the middle, right? She's doing the opposite of
She's like sticking it out.
Yes. So here's the thing. This is
27,000 likes. Jeez.
This is my problem with her. Okay. Her last name is Arby's. That's hilarious.
Oh, your tattoo.
So here's my problem. She's doing the same thing but just on the other end of the spectrum. So other bitches are coming up with great angles to make themselves look great, and they fucking use filters. They do all this other stuff to get likes and to get people to like them and to get attention and to get clicks and to be like, oh, you're
fucking
hot.
Look at this
hot.
First comment, by the way.
But listen, this bitch, she's sticking her fucking belly out, to take advantage of the body positivity movement, right? Mm-hmm. So she's doing this. She's just tricking you with a different angle. She doesn't look this dumpy, actually. She's hotter than this.
For sure.
She's downplaying her hotness, which is crazy. It's a psychotic way to do it. But this is what happens when you're lazy. I was walking through the mall, and I noticed in Victoria's Secret, there's all these like fat models now. It's all plus-size models in Victoria's Secret. Mm-hmm. And it's like being a model...
Anybody's a model now.
Well, being a model is inherently like lazy. We all look at it as like it's one of the lazier things. You're born beautiful. You get
it's to so sort hard
of be
to maintain
beautiful.
Though.
But no, this is what I'm saying. You maintain. You have to go to the gym. I have very minimal respect for models, but here's what I respect. They're committed to looking good. They're committed to their skincare products. They're committed to going to the gym and looking good, having abs, eating right. They sacrifice so we can all look at them and go like, oh, wow, I wish I could look like that. Those clothes look great on that person, whatever it is, right? Fitness models, whatever. So now you're just taking any of the work in being a model out of it and go, you fat, dumpy piece of shit. Stand there. Do nothing for it. Just eat. Be lazy. Don't move. Don't motivate. Don't do anything. Just be you. And I'm not saying they're bad people, but I don't respect anybody less in the world than a fat model. It is the bare minimum.
Yeah, you literally do nothing.
It is below being fucking homeless. At least homeless people fucking beg for shit, doggy. And it makes me sick. What? Go ahead, Katie.
Have you ever been looking for a swimsuit and been like, yeah, but how does it look on a retarded girl?
I mean, I've never thought of that.
How would those nipple tassels look on a mentally handicapped fat person?
Wait, can I say something?
Yes, you can.
I think it's boat toxic because, like, when I grew up, you had to be really skinny and have a small arse. And now my sisters are like 17 and 20. And
hell yeah. Can we see the 17-year-old?
No. Sorry. And then she's beautiful, but no. It's amazing.
How's
it's a big arse. But she's grown up where you have to be thicker. And so
you have to be thicker now?
Yeah. It's like sexier and curvier. Yeah. And like that's great. But it's also like now it's like, oh, well, if you're too skinny, that's bad. Whereas before, if you were too big, that's bad. So for women, you're just always fucked. You know,
I love the ass culture now.
Yeah,
like my chick goes to the gym and she just does abs and ass, and her ass is fucking righteous. And I just watch her; she's just like just squatting the whole time. And I was like, "That's what you got to do. Just nonstop is just squat, 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 squat." What a wild way to be! What a great thing.
It's so funny.
You go to the gym and they wear these pants and you're just like,
but
oh
some
my
girls,
God.
That's all they do is they just. It's an ass workout.
My friend has the best arse. Let's look her up. She's Irish, and I feel like she's representing Irish women really well now. She's a workout person. Can we look her up? Shauna Doyle. Shauna A. Doyle.
Shauna Doyle.
Everybody go follow her for content in the future.
Yeah.
What kind of
content? I'll show you my girl's ass after this.
Okay,
so
great.
It'll blow your fucking mind.
She works out every morning, but she just grew an arse from working out. You can do that.
Yeah, it's a muscle.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Your glutes.
It's literally a fucking muscle. It's fucking wild. Good for these women.
Well, people can creep later, but she's
Katie, why don't you do an experiment?
Women.
Why don't we grow your ass? Why don't we do
it? We talked about this years ago.
We did, right? Didn't we? Whatever happened to that? Dude, weren't we supposed to grow your ass?
I gotta forgive them.
Weren't we supposed to grow your ass?
Yeah. Well, let's go do the exercises. Let me do the exercise again. That was so much fun.
Oh, we worked out. That's right. We went to the Diego's gym.
That was the best. And I haven't worked out since. Because I'm also skinny and lazy. Everything you said about, I'm like, I do, I'm skinny and I'm lazy.
We can get Katie's ass to grow. I think we can do this. Just fucking get it. I guarantee there's an ass workout that within a year will fucking give you a big, giant, fat ass.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I don't have to buy new clothes.
It's all to do.
Or you keep the old clothes and then the ass is popping out.
Cut the
out
ass
them.
Out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Just go assless.
All assless chaps, yeah. So, yeah, I still think this chick's toit, but she's got to fucking, don't play me. I'm not stupid. I know you're fucking
Look
gay,
at the first,
bitch.
Did you see the comment? The girl's
what
like, I like this, but what happened to all the diet and workout content?
Let's
like,
see.
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, let's see.
I understand that you're trying to normalize everybody, and that's great, but I do miss a lot of the workout content and healthy eating content. It really helped me with my motivation.
Too bad.
Mrs. Wasak. What was the reply? I want to see the reply.
You can be thick and talk about healthy
She's
eating.
23 replies.
Eating healthy.
Go to the first reply. I want to see what she says. Let's see.
Now they're fighting.
Girl, I love you, but you're talking like I never showed you my business growth in BTS. What? You watch my stories every day because it's all I never ever post. What? You're a troll. Shut up. I post my food and workouts and my stories weekly. Yeah, but it's not motivating to watch you be a fucking tub of shit.
You know what? I bet she gets growers. They got like feeders.
Feeders, yeah.
Like guys that, because there's literally whole things that are like belly expansion websites.
Sorry.
or like breast expansion. Like, dudes like watching chicks grow. It's a fetish.
Yeah.
And I bet that's what her like main supporters are.
Yeah.
Are dudes that are jerking off to her getting bigger.
What is BTS?
Behind the scenes.
Oh. But also as well, she has like a face full of makeup, like the fake eyebrows and stuff like that. And that's good for you. But it's also like, oh, I'm natural. And I'm like, well, then don't also.
Yeah, it's all fake. Yeah. It's all fake. I see this happen all the time. Like, there's a whole culture. It's on TikTok a lot, and I'm so glad I'm not even on TikTok. I couldn't even imagine trying to navigate that landscape with all these fucking young kids that are just, like, looking for things to jump on to cancel, looking for things to be pissed off about. But not even. It's just part of, like, fun. Like, you want TikTok, I'm like, oh, cancel, hashtag cancel. That's, like, a thing that they do.
Yeah.
But part of TikTok culture is, like acceptance culture, right? So it's like you'll be, you know, it'll be like a bitch with a fucking tooth growing through her cheek and be like, but I'm beautiful. And then all these comments are like, you are a beautiful girl. Like, it's somebody, you should put more lipstick on that tooth. And like, it's a whole weird thing. And it's like, what is this? This is not.
That it's nice though in one way.
It's not nice.
It's nice.
It's not real.
I don't like the cancel stuff, but whatever. If you want to make people feel.
No. It's not real. You're not making them feel good. You make somebody feel good by getting them to be the best version of themselves. Fix your face, okay? to condescendingly lie, and it's all women. Men don't do this. Yeah. So a woman fucking, you know, she's got a big mole growth where like half her face is like melting down, right? And then all these women are going, you're so beautiful. Like, oh my God, like you're just like, you know, and it's like, you're lying to this girl. How is that not kind of, I'm not saying be mean or troll her or shame her, but whatever this culture of I'm going to lie to your face for the fuck of it, I don't really understand what that's doing.
Yeah.
And it when you're a genetic freak or a deformity like that, I do feel bad. So it's not their fault. But when you're just a pig and you're just not working out, and you're like, I'm a fucking, look at my fat fucking stomach. I have a fat fucking stomach. I don't get to go, look.
Yeah, the problem is you post it, you get shamed. You go, I got to get to the gym.
Yes, as
she posts it and people are like, yeah.
It's infuriating.
Yeah.
It's infuriating.
TikTok can be fun sometimes, though. I found out that we're really Martians on TikTok.
You found there's Martians.
It told me that we're all really came from Mars. TikTok's crazy. There was one video.
The Jews?
I don't know. There was one video and he was talking about how capitalism is good. And I was like, oh, okay. But then he was actually being sarcastic and he was saying socialism is good. And I was like, oh, okay. And in the space of a minute, I went from capitalist to socialist.
Oh, yeah. Whoever presents the best argument in the moment, I'm fucking there.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I'm like, okay.
I'm an idiot. But that's why I stay out of it. Because I know I see that even in just these little moments with the news, with media, with TikTok videos. I can watch a 2-minute video on something and I'm like, I'm sold completely. Yeah. And then I go, oh, that's how we are. That's not unique to me. This is how human beings are. And I go like, oh, well, how do we believe anything? We don't have all the details. There's no way to even compute all the data. So why are we living in this sort of like, we live in the information fucking like the biggest moment of like being able to share information, but it's too much. It's like when you go to a nice, or when you go to a shitty restaurant and they got a fucking book for a menu and you're like, what is going on? When you go to a nice restaurant, they give you fucking limited options. They go, this is that. And right now we're all sitting there staring at this fucking menu, starving, but we don't know what we want to fucking eat. And this is how we're going to die. It was a great fucking analogy.
Speech. Yeah, that was like the president.
Cheers, folks.
President.
Slancha. Yeah. It's scary. It's scary too, because with TikTok they take a lot of things out of context. I saw a comic that we all know, but his stand up was taken, and this guy was saying like, this is why men are bad to women or whatever. But I know that stand up, and I was like, no, this is just taken out of context, and they think it's a political. But when you cut out 15 seconds of the joke like that, I'm like, yeah, it does look like he's just saying.
I do think that you know, luckily they're doing too much of it. The whole cancel thing, like it's gotten too much. Like, so now people sort of roll their eyes. Like,
yeah, there's this girl. I don't know.
When you start writing articles about like Nazis and comedy, and then you're like including like Joe Rogan and Tim Dillon, you're like, it's such a stretch that 99% of the people in the world go, that's retarded. I can't even give it any sort of, you know, any credence or lend any credibility to it. So, I think there being so much of it is actually probably good for the people who are just trying to be funny.
Because
look, the people who get canceled and where it sticks is the people who are genuinely racist, genuinely hurting people, genuinely committing violent crimes, for the most part. I'm not saying never. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the Louis C.K. was a big mistake. And I think, honestly, the industry is even correcting that a little bit. Did you see the Kevin Spacey? They gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award.
The thing that he got, like, busted on, didn't he get exonerated for? Like the original kid that like started the whole thing, I think went to trial and I think it was found.
Wasn't it Richard Dreyfuss's son? Or was that the second one?
No, I think that was another one. But I think the main one that he got in trouble for, I think it was like wasn't a big news story. They just were kind of like, yeah, I guess
it's not really canceling for a lot of comics. It's more like a timeout. Like you were bad. Yeah. You're gonna go in the bull corner for a while. Still,
like Louis cannot get he will probably again, but he's not gonna get a major studio deal anytime soon.
No.
Major
that's
TV
basically
show.
What you lose is you lose.
But
the,
that's
like,
massive. Like he's still rich.
He's selling out theaters.
He's playing Madison Square Garden next week.
It still doesn't matter. Like your personal greatness, like it's not necessarily just defined by your checkbook. Just because he can still make money, he's got a fan base that are still willing to go spend a lot of money on tickets. You know, Bobby Kelly said this to me a long time ago about Louis. Before Louis got canceled, he was like, we're always moving the goalposts, right? So Louis won an Emmy at the best television show on television, widely regarded as. So now he's got to get an Emmy again every year. Now he's got to, how do you grow creatively? And if that's all stifled, from a just in terms of like your own personal greatness and what you're trying to achieve, like, no, that's being canceled in a massive way, in a major, major way. So just because he's rich and just because he's famous still, it doesn't necessarily mean that he wasn't canceled. He's canceled from being the best of the best. I told my son, like my son watched Secret Life of Pets 1 and Secret Life of Pets 2, and he asked me why Louis wasn't in Secret Life of Pets. He actually met Louis before, and I told him, I was like, hey, he was canceled. And I didn't go into the details, you know, and I was like, look, these bitches were asking for it. I had to do it in a way where it was like palpable for a 10-year-old. And I was like, yeah, he, what they said about him was he used his power as a comedian to date girls that were maybe younger than him. And he was maybe, you know, using that position and taking advantage of it. I didn't go into it anything beyond that. And he was just like, oh, but he was so good as Max in Secret Life of Pets. I think they should have just let him have it. I was like, right. Right, James. He got it. He got it completely. All right. We got to wrap this one. This is, this is going to be fucking great, man. Thank you guys for watching today's Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Friday with another show. I'm trying to make it work, Zach, where you don't have to come in by yourself. I'm fucking trying to figure out how we can get a fucking podcast done in Minneapolis. But either way, we'll have a show. You guys will have a show on Friday either way. Thanks for watching. We'll check you guys then. Peace.
Bye.
That's all, folks.